Ladies, ladies, we hear your heart and we felt your prayers. We thank you so much for sharing with us. For your convenience, we have set up the retreat registration for two-part payments, and it's available on the website right now. That's right, two equal payments of $150 each. All payments must be completed by June the 1st of 2024. So go check out our website at teachablewomen.com. And just before you check out, you'll have the option to have two equal payments. We are so excited that you're making preparations to be with us, and we are excited to be with you. Have a blessed day. Bye. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Teachable Woman podcast. I am excited to return and be able to share with you. I am Reverend Michelle Oz.
And I'm Reverend Deanna P. Cherry. And we are
Teachers of Good.
Okay.
If you're wondering why we can't seem to be in sync, we are in two different locations. She is on one side of the earth and I'm in the middle of the U.S. And we are still working and laboring to make sure that God is glorified and we're able to bring you this podcast. We just want you to know it is our joy and it is our honor to serve you, to be able to share the deposit that has been placed in our hearts for you. Amen. Yes. All right. So we are now discussing the everyday woman, and we're just looking at things that as women, we should ponder, consider, do, think about, improve, change. What can help us to be better, to do better, to even feel better? And so Mrs. Cherry has some tips and some points that she's going to share with us right now, and I'll do a piggyback.
Okay. Last time we talked about respect for oneself, setting a standard and not compromising. So I think that it would be good for us to know that we should never, ever seek approval, validation. No one can validate you. God's already done that. So I believe anytime we try to seek approval from a human being or to change ourselves to fit in, it's a road to failure. You know, Amen. Be who you are, be who God made you to be, and don't change to fit in. Don't seek approval or validation from mere man. Man cannot validate you. And then the other thing that I always like to share with young children and with the women is choose your friends wisely. Yeah. Who you fellowship with will determine what you do, where you go, how you think. And so even though somebody might be a Christian, you still have to choose your friends wisely, because every Christian is not taught like every other Christian. There are a lot of compromises in the body of Christ these days. So know who you are, know what your standards are, set your standards, don't change to fit in, and then choose your friends very wisely and prayerfully. And this is something that my son shared with our church. Choose righteousness. Righteousness works. Righteousness works. And it is best for you. Righteousness will always work for you. So choose to be righteous. It's a choice. We don't have to choose to be righteous. We can choose Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and still not choose to live a righteous life. Listen, I always like to share, there is nothing that the Bible forbids that is good for us. Anything that the Bible forbids, it's sin. That's the only thing really that the Bible forbids. You can do whatever you want to do, but the Bible forbids sin. It's because it's not good for us. So choose to be righteous. Righteousness works for us. And so we can take it away from there and discuss these few things and see what else the Lord's going to say to us.
Well, thank you so very much for that. It is so amazing how those points can really speak volumes to us wherever we are, in whatever season we are in life.
Yes.
And to understand that God has already determined our value.
Yes.
When he created us, yes, he determined our value. And we're valuable, we're priceless to him.
Yeah, far above rubies, our price.
Yes, yes, we are priceless to him. So to try to fit into something else when he's already valued us, to allow someone else to determine our value when he has already valued us. I wonder sometimes how God feels. You know, I'll never forget the Christmas that my children wanted Fat Albert jackets. And when I looked at the price of those Fat Albert jackets, it was exceeding and abundantly, in my mind, ridiculous. And I was not going to pay for it, not for three. And so, and then I remember the next year they got on sale and I found them. It's like, oh, they really wanted these jackets. So, okay. So I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing, right? I buy three of them. Well, by this time they are out of style, right? They never wore the jackets. The jackets ended up at a yard sale, all three with the tags still on. And I, that's a prime example of what we can want or think we need to fit in, that in just a few short months, yeah, it's not even in style.
Right.
It's not even, you know, it's not, but if we stick with those things that we know are right to do, it's always in style.
Yes.
And one of the things that you taught us at the women's retreat is not to buy according to the quote style and fashion of the day, but to buy those things that were, I want to say classic, but when I say that, I don't mean old, I mean quality items,
right,
that will never go out of style, that
never
you
go
always need, and that, you know, you they can come up again and again and again and again because they're always going to be necessary.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So there's so much that changes with the world. And to choose righteousness means that we're choosing to be in right standing with God. Mm-hmm. And righteousness is so different from self-righteousness.
Yes.
It is so different from the world's righteousness, but it is being in right standing with God, which means that the little or the lot that we know of his word, we do because it's right.
Yes, yes.
And that we've moved from this place of a hearer only to a doer.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how I felt making the investment in these jackets. I know how I felt thinking I was finally bringing home a gift they might like. Now, if there are some parents out there and, you know, you struck out like I did, then, you know, understand you are not alone. I think that's why gift cards have become so popular. We're just giving up trying to find the right thing and the reasonable thing. But I wonder how God feels about the fact that he has left us the basic instructions before leaving earth, which is the Bible, so that we might know how to respond to stay in a right standing with him. But we choose something that's always changing, which is the world. We choose something that is never satisfied, which is the world. We choose to try to be in lockstep with the world. And he's a holy God sitting there saying, but I left you in your care, everything that you need for life and godliness and to be in a right standing with me. Yeah. I was disappointed about that they did not like the jackets. I was really disappointed.
But it was a lesson.
It was a very big lesson for me.
Yeah. And it's still ministering. It's still ministering because it's an object lesson for you to teach from even now. And, you know, what a powerful message to let us know that the things that we want, the things that are popular, the things that, I mean, we cry for, beg for, mm-hmm. they're not what's best for us, but righteousness mm-hmm. is yes. what's best for us. And God wants us to choose righteousness, to be in right standing with him. And righteousness brings the reward. Yeah,
it really does.
In fact, you know, we say that we talk about obedience brings the reward, mm-hmm. but the reward of obedience is really righteousness.
It is.
Yeah. So
absolutely right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's just it. And it's learn, it's allowing you to teach even now about that experience and for God to get glory out of it. And for some of those who might be younger parents to know, you can't satisfy those little ones. You do cannot. What's best for them. And I was talking to a young lady today, and she was, her daughters are all grown now. And she was saying that, you know, her daughters are really beginning to make just wonderful choices now because she limited their choices when they were younger and they didn't go to the movies and they didn't do this and they didn't do that. And now these young women coming to her, telling her what's best for them. And now then college, things that they're faced with, but they choose to choose like mommy has taught them to choose. And I mean, what a testimony. What a yes. testimony.
But yes. And certainly it was not easy. Yes.
Those jackets were not for naught because we're learning from even now.
I can still remember the face of the woman who bought them from the yard sale who said the tags are still on them. Yeah, and I shared this story with her. It's like, you know, there's really nothing that we can provide that the world says is what's right. That's going to be right.
Yeah.
God's already left us those instructions. And how amazing it is that the authors of the Bible, how by the orchestration of the Holy Spirit, God moved up on their heart to be the pen of the ready writer that you and I might be able to go in and refer to it to get the answers for the issues of our lives. It's yeah. really already there. And there's nothing new under the sun.
There really isn't. And I think we learn that more and more the longer we live.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we think that, you know, the Bible was written back in the olden days. And some think that, you know, God cannot know what is happening today. He has no idea about technology. He has no idea when anything that man has created has been because God allowed him to have the wisdom to do so.
Right.
It's like knowledge comes from God.
Yeah, it's like I shared in one of the earlier podcasts that the biggest dilemma, one of the biggest dilemmas that we have is that we live in an ever-changing world and we serve a never-changing God. And for us, it's so hard because we think he's changed. He hasn't. We think, you know, this about God, but God hasn't changed. He's a never-changing God in an ever-changing world. And that gives us such a conflict, you know. Surely God understands. He doesn't. He's a God. He's a God of righteousness. And he'll give yes, us man. Peace. And he'll give us prosperity. He'll give us protection. He'll give us promotion. He'll make our lives productive. But he'll never change.
That is so true. I cannot believe that we are at that hour again. We got there that quickly. So what I'm going to say is you got 30 seconds.
Well, what shall I share today in 30 seconds? I think I'll just share from Proverbs 9, verse 1 that says, the wise woman buildeth her house. And I would like to encourage you to be wise women in all that you do. Build up, never tear down, because that is your life, your home, your children, your marriage. So be a wise woman. Always be a builder of righteousness.
Amen. I love that so much that we're going to expound on that in our very next podcast. So you want to be there. You want to find out what it means to build and who God is giving you the responsibility to build in the earth. In my 30 seconds, I want to say that we've learned that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We've learned that we have value to a holy God. And we are in a position that we have an opportunity to glorify God. Not many people get an opportunity, and not many people make the right choice when the opportunity comes. But every day is a good day to change, to become the yes. righteous person that God wants you to be. Not self-righteous, having your own righteousness based on what you want to do. Not the world's righteousness, because the world is very unstable.
Yes.
But the righteousness that is in the word of God, which expresses the will of God. And if we stay in right standing with him, and sometimes if we don't know what's right, we can simply say, God, what is right to you? What would you have me to do?
Yeah.
And God is not shy to answer.
No, he's not.
don't want to hear the answer, but he'll certainly give it to you.
Yeah, he will.
So we are excited again about you being with us. We thank you. This is our time for this session. We love you. We are humbled and honored that you are listening to this podcast. We pray that God is ministering to your heart and mind and making things just a little bit better, just a yes. little bit better. And we hope that you're feeling the love of God from us, because we love you and we love the fact that God is trusting us to share it with you. All right. That's our time. We'll see you on our next podcast. Love you.
Love you. Our time is up. We thank you for yours.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.